Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg bunts towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Morgan moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Sewell tags and moves to third. One out. It's 5-0, Indians. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Gardner steals second. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Gardner scores. Jameson moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Dykes. Jameson scores. Fonseca moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Hosler pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carol Yerkes now pitching. Cy Perkins now catching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes misplays the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Sewell moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell strikes out. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. There goes Morgan trying to get to home. Simmons throws the ball into Perkins who tags Morgan, who's trying to score from second, for the out. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Mulhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Yerkes, and towards Dykes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Averill strikes out. Perkins drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Averill out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale bunts towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Howard Emp now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Dykes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muhlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller bunts towards the mound. Emp fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Perkins to Dykes covering second. The throw back to home, and Gardner is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Dykes hits a line drive into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.